The Trump administration's new asylum rule hit one group especially hard. Thousands of asylum seekers have already been waiting in Mexican cities for their turn to cross the border legally and make their case to U.S. authorities. Now this new rule says to get asylum, most of them first have to apply for protection in a country they traveled through on their way to the border. KERA's Mallory Falk reports from Ciudad Juarez.
A crowd gathers outside the Centro de Atención Integral a Migrantes. This is where migrants come for their chance to cross the border and claim asylum in the U.S. It's scorching here, over 100 degrees, but there's a little bit of shade, and a woman is selling ice-cold soda and water from a small cooler. Most days, a Mexican official calls several numbers off a waiting list, and a lucky few get to cross the international bridge.
90 días.
Orlando, an asylum seeker from Cuba, says he's been here 3 months. He only gave his first name because he worries speaking out could hurt his asylum case. Right now, U.S. immigration officers limit the number of asylum seekers allowed into ports of entry each day. Orlando says he's been playing by these rules, and it's unfair that they're changing now.
People get in line. Everything is regulated. They give you a number to be able to cross, and now comes this, that you have to have political asylum in a third country.
But he says that's not really an option.
Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua,
Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras. What kind of asylum can they offer? And how can people be safe there?
Immigrant advocates say those countries can be dangerous and their governments can't protect these migrants. But the Department of Homeland Security says many of their asylum claims are, quote, meritless. And officials say they are trying to discourage migrants from making the treacherous journey through Central America and Mexico. That's little comfort to the migrants already gathered in Juarez.
The information for them is, of course, unsettling.
That's Enrique Valenzuela. He's with the state government in Chihuahua, Mexico, and helps maintain the waiting list for asylum seekers.
They have been waiting for 2 or 3 months, and, well, they believe that maybe they shouldn't have been waiting.
Valenzuela says he's not entirely sure how the new asylum rule will affect the migrants in Mexico, and he says it's hard not to have any answers for them. He only heard about the rule change on Monday. It went into effect Tuesday.
They have trusted the local authorities, and this list system has gained a lot of credibility among the people who are willing to wait.
Valenzuela says there are currently some 5,000 people on the waiting list, though he suspects some have returned home or tried to cross a different part of the border. He says the irony is that this new rule doesn't apply to migrants who already crossed illegally instead of waiting at a port of entry. Orlando, the Cuban asylum seeker waiting in Juarez, says there's a lot of uncertainty. For now, he's keeping his name on the waiting list and hoping something changes. The American Civil Liberties Union has sued to try and block the new asylum rule, saying the Trump administration overstepped its authority.
Until it's gone through Congress or a judge has ruled on it, it's just a thing Trump has put into place.
Orlando says he plans to wait until all that plays out. For NPR News, I'm Mallory Falk in Juarez, Mexico.